sometimes we fought.
Blog Talk Radio.
We don't know exactly how to handle it. Sometimes we don't know just what to do when that person takes over. I have advice for all. I got it from my friend, Joe Oster, who wrote this tune. It sounds like what you're supposed to say, but you have this kind of problem with Paul.
Another episode of live podcast discussion for 2019 Council at Large candidate Reuben Dockery. Grateful to have you join us tonight, those of you that are either via live stream on Facebook or that will call in tonight into the studio, 657-383-0944. Let me just let you know that, again, it's yours truly, Reuben Dockery. I'm your candidate on the ballot August 1st as a candidate for Council at Large, Metropolitan Nashville, Davidson County, Council at Large. We're seeking to serve and represent the interests of all over 600,000-something residents. All right? I'm grateful to have the opportunity to position ourselves to do so. 32-year resident here and have many investments in, as a community activist and educator in our public schools, as a pastor for the last 23 years, even as a nonprofit founding director right here in Nashville, Tennessee, but most importantly, as a fellow citizen. Yours. All right? I humbly request your support. The purpose of this show is so that you and I can have substantive dialogue. I don't believe I should ask you for your vote and your support at the ballot box without you being able to pose questions, engage me, and be able to communicate with one another, okay? There are two ways we do it. This podcast presentation, I'm happy to come out to you and engage you in your neighborhood, on your block, at your home, wherever you want me to. All right, I'm going to tell you how we can do that in just a little bit. This is May 31st, 2019, last day of May. Again, this is your live podcast discussion with Reuben Dockery, candidate for Council at Large. Tonight, our topic is, what is the social contract between city government Nashville citizen? Now, you may say, why do you ask that? But that's a very interesting thing because I've gotten that a lot as a former candidate for state senate. And it's important that people understand, particularly voters who are frustrated and who are less likely to deal with participating in the electoral process. But it's important to understand because there are many people who are pushing for certain policies and laws in their mind that will better position them, but they may have some conflict with what is real and it may not be realistic. Because I'm not a traditional politician, I'm an advocate for people. I intend to tell it just like it is, as I understand it to be. If we are incorrect, then we'll go back and correct ourselves. Nonetheless, over the last few years, there have been simmering tensions in various communities across Nashville. You know that. Okay. Now, perhaps the nature of the anxiety that we've seen largely is this feeling of distrust and even misunderstanding about how our government should work and serve us. In my travels, as I said earlier, as a former candidate for Tennessee State Senate, District 19, which sits in the heart of Davidson County, I discovered that many of us, particularly our young, some old residents, don't fully understand how city government works in concert with state government, how they serve you and your needs. Doesn't mean you're a bad person, but the frustration, that's where the frustration is, where the rub is. The conversation about the social contract between citizens and government seems appropriate for tonight's dialogue. Hence, we invite you to join us. The number to call again is 657-383-0944. Again, that's 657-383-0944. We'll be on for about 45 minutes or so tonight, maybe a little bit over. If you get enough questions or comments, we'll be happy to. If you're following me on Facebook, feel free to post a question or comment. I'll read it out loud, not necessarily announce your name unless you want me to. But if you will let me know what part of the city that you're responding from, I have to share that with our listening audience and share your question or your comment, and we'll do our very best to answer that within our time that we have here. All right? And with that being said, what I'll do is I'll go ahead and give a little brief overview of the social contract. But before I do that, let me give you some information. You talked about being able to communicate with one another. My website, intentionally so, is constituentadvocacy.com. Again, that's constituentadvocacy.com. And you can go here, learn a whole lot more about me as a person in terms of my background, my biography, my platform. There are some other tools. Most importantly, how you can reach out to me and join the campaign. Invite me to your neighborhood, to your home, even. Or I have a tent set up, and with a vehicle, we'll come right there. We'll communicate with you directly. You don't have to get it from no third party or second party source, directly from Reuben Dockley. So if you go to constituentadvocacy.com, and when you get there, I want you to look at the whole site, of course, but particularly I want you to go to the tab that says, over where it says more, join the campaign. When you do that, when you click that, you'll see that there are different ways you can participate. Okay? But most importantly, you can shoot me a message with your name, your email, simply interested in meeting with you, conversating. Give me information about where you'd like for us to be. Happy to come there. Offline, tonight you can call us in the studio at one number, but the number you can reach me on a regular basis during business hours for the campaign is 615-478-4233. That's right there on the website. Go to constituentadvocacy.com and then go to join the campaign, the tab that says under more, it says join the campaign. All right? And then you can get that information, and we'll be happy again to come straight to you. Of course, to not be holding to anyone other than constituents, advocates, I do need your financial support, so I'm asking for your contribution. I understand there may be a change in the amount, total amount one can give, but every little bit helps, $25, $50, $100. Right there on the website, you can click on the online giving tab. And AnandDot is a very secure website. I know there's been many breaches, but AnandDot has benefited from strong security service. So if you have concerns about that, they've assured us that they have features there to protect your information. So click on the online giving and make your contribution today. We'll soon be coming upon the closeout of another funding cycle, campaign funding cycle, doing our report with the Election Commission. Nonetheless, we need your support. And Reuben Dockery asking for your support in that regard. Okay, so with that being said, let's get to the meat of the matter. I think we've covered most of that. But you know how to reach me. How you can contact and connect with us again here on the website. Now, I think it's important, as I said, when citizens, I met young lady who was instrumental, several of them, that were pushing real hard for the police oversight advisory board. Many people asked me about certain, pushing for certain policies in the Metro Council on the state level then, even now on the Metro Council, through surveys and things of that nature. The common question is, will you help us get certain laws to protect us? Well, absolutely. What we want to do is to make sure that as a citizen, as a resident of Nashville, Davidson County, your interests are always protected in that. That's my prime objective as Council Large. We talked last week about the social contract, the broader sense, but I want to be more specific tonight about it, okay? And what it is that we can expect and what is expected from us as residents, realistically. Because I wouldn't want to tell you from one voting precinct to another that you can have something that I know ultimately you may not have. Yes, we can pass a measure in the council, but as we've seen time and time again, if it is not constitutionally sound, it can be overridden or washed down by a greater authority than being the state. All right? Having said that, I want to point out two things. Okay? What the social contract does, or what it is, it's a basic agreement between residents or citizens and the government, okay? And in the interest of safety and security for everyone, so that no one misses out, that's the idea. But irregardless of what your identification, your issue is, you're supposed to be represented, all right? And what you do is you say that we will organize ourselves as did the people of Nashville, Davidson County in 1962 and 63, when we formed the charter. And in exchange for that government providing things like public safety for all residents, in exchange for that government ensuring that we have fire department to respond to such emergencies, or EMTs, or emergency vehicles, trash pickup, an educational system that provides a quality education for our children, social services, and things of that nature. In exchange for that, we're going to abide by the laws that are set forth in charter for Davidson County. We're going to respect those. We're going to abide by traffic law. We're going to abide by other civic expectations in various public venues. We're going to respect those things, because we want to maintain safety and equitable government for everybody. Now, having said that, there is a duty on part of the government to look out for us all. And what I do as your council at large representative is to be a watchdog for you, to ensure that your interests and your rights are being protected and that you are getting your equitable distribution of the resources provided by the Metro government. All right? And so, in effect, what we're doing is we are entering into, again, this contract. I would love to see a greater emphasis on civics in our state curriculum, in our public schools, because I'm convinced that as a student of history, it is the best way to make sure that everyone understands how our basic government functions, okay? What's required of every citizen, and what can those citizens expect from their government? Because in America, we have a republic form of government of, for, and by the people, not the other way around, all right? And as your council representative, council at large, representing all of Davidson County, as you know, we talked about that last week, each individual council district has a council person, and there's 35 of those. Then there are 5 council at large seats, one of which yours truly is seeking and needs your support into. In that position, I will be able to represent every voting precinct in Metro Davidson County. How do you do that? Well, the first thing is, as we're doing now, we will continue this type of dialogue and communication. So if there are questions, there are concerns that arise, we can adequately respond to those things. Okay? All right. Now, here's the thing. So there was a little anxiety and frustration when, in 2015, certain measures were passed. One of them had to do with making sure that if the government were entering in contracts with businesses for development and construction, certain percentage of them should go to citizens. That's a good idea. That's a good idea. There's only one problem with it, though. It did not pass the constitutional muster. And even though it was placed on the ballot and we, the voters, voted for it, it was stricken down by the state. There were a couple other measures of that nature here recently, over the last 4 years. Here's the problem. Now, what the Metro Charter says in Article 2, Section 202, is that it will not supersede its authority and go past what Tennessee Code annotated 637.01 or 71.101 says. And that is where it limits and it spells out the authority and the powers of the Metro government. So we are not able, it is irresponsible, I should say, for us to enact laws or ordinances locally that basically surpasses our legal authority. Anytime we sit down with you, I sit down with you, and we lay out a piece of legislation, a bill that we want to bring to the fore. One of the first things we have to do is see if it's constitutionally sound. Is it economically feasible? Is it something that will represent the best interests of all Nashvilleans? Will it cause us to be in a strait or a strain? Or what is the potential of this meeting the needs and benefiting everybody? Now, as a citizen, we all have basic rights that are a part of our citizenship. Those should never be trampled. Those should never be overlooked or resented, except for those situations by law where one may have been duly convicted of a crime. What's important to me is that we look at how to avoid those situations, avoid criminal activity, avoid even have to have negative interaction with the criminal justice system, youth as well as adults. I'm seeing a lot of postings. I'm a member of various hip groups on Facebook. I'm seeing a lot of postings, not only in Antioch, but in East Nashville, South Nashville, North Nashville, where young people they have them on camera at people's car doors, trying to break in their cars, sometimes break in homes, things of that nature. What's important is that's a sad state. I want to work with parents and those young people in the juvenile courts to come up with initiatives. You've heard me talk about my 3 primary goals or platform issues. Creating 21st century learning centers, where we are able to better manage, occupy the time of young people, and to support their families as they support them in our public schools. Okay? Go to my website, and you'll see more about it. I'll give you the website again. You can learn a little bit more, a few more details about it. I'm going to be soon be uploading a PowerPoint presentation specifically to all 3 of these. Then the second thing is focusing on proactive economic development. Now, there are some people who are native to Nashville who perhaps did not graduate high school in the regular sense. If they got a GED, they didn't get anything. Perhaps they got a felony record. but there are ways that they are able to be economically empowered. There are federal opportunities, state and local opportunities. Where they are not, we can create them on a local level in concert with state and federal opportunities for entrepreneurship and specific job training, soft skill-based training, things of that nature. Again, you can look on my website to see what those priorities are. And then lastly, the public safety factor. Now, we're going just beyond locking people up. Okay? But what we're talking about is dealing with the root cause, motivational drive for the engagement in criminal activity, working in concert with our law enforcement. Not against, but in concert with our law enforcement, be proactive. But most importantly, working with families and communities. I'm a firm believer that if a young person or old person, for that reason, are engaged in healthy activities and they're preoccupied, being productive, they don't have time to think. Again, go to the website. I'll give that out in just a little bit for you to see that in just. And again, I'll be uploading a PowerPoint presentation on the website on that page where you see the platform. You can have a better idea of how we come about doing those things. We only have a short time before August 1st. This is May 31st. June is tomorrow. Okay? 2 months, really. So it's important that we have this conversation. We already have some events on the calendar, but I'd love to put you on there. Let me know when, where, how I can get with you. I'll be there. That's my mantra. Throughout this campaign and throughout my tenure as your council-at-large representative. I'll be there. You can go to the website, and again, we will introduce that, constituentadvocacy.com. Again, that's constituentadvocacy.com. And when you get there, go to the More, the tab that says More. You'll see a hyperlink that comes up. Just join the campaign. Why don't you do that? Join the campaign. We'll put that on the front on the home page so that you can just go directly to join the campaign there. And then we will be able to come directly to you. You hear it straight from the horse's mouth. All right? That's how you hold me accountable. I think it's 161 voting precincts in Davidson County. And I want to, be as a council-at-large rep, reasonably be responsive, accountable accordingly. I think that with five council-at-large people, it's reasonable to assume that there will be assignments to different areas. Time will tell that story. But in general, what I want you to know is that when you vote for Reuben Dockery, Reuben Dockery will be responsive to you. And I'm not going to just be responsive, but I'm going to be honest with you about what we can and cannot do. I'm not going to tell you what I think you want to hear just to get your vote. However, I am asking you for your vote to represent your best interest in all of our interests. We have new residents in Nashville, which is a great thing. We have people that have been here all their life. I've had the pleasure of meeting many of them. As a 32-year resident now, I believe we have the potential to grow and expand, and for everyone, be happy in Nashville. But we got to be wise about it. And honestly, it's going to take us to step back a little bit. Okay? Not against development. However, I am against forced development that unreasonably tramples on others. I recently saw a Facebook post where an elderly lady reportedly was being harassed and forced to sell her property. That's not good. That's not good. We can do better. We're better than that. Okay? And again, I would just say that as a voter, it's important that you know that you have the power and you have the consent. The framers, when they put together the Declaration of Independence, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. That includes women. And they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable, unchangeable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Then they go on further to say, to secure these rights, government, like the metro government, are established among men. Right? But watch this. This is what's key. When you talk about the social contract. Deriving their just power from the consent of the government. This is the only power that government has. That is the consent of those who are governed by it. Without that, we don't have a healthy contract. That's the essence of our social contract. All right? Let me open up the phone line, about 7:25, to question and answer. You can post your questions via Facebook. We're right there now looking for you. Or you may just go ahead and shoot your question there on Facebook, and I'll get it if you have one. Or you may give me a call. In fact, I would love for you to give me a call right here in the studio, 657-383-0944. I'll just put that in there. So I hope that some of what we're saying is useful here. Point of questions and answers. Okay. All right. All in. 657-383-0944. All right. Give me a call here. I'll be happy to entertain your questions, comments, and you can be heard. This is for you. That's what this is all about. Next 10, 15 minutes. I'd love to entertain your questions and comments. We post it out to different ones. Thank you for following us on Instagram, those of you who have. Thank you for responding to our Facebook posts, those of you who have. I want to make it very clear that Reuben Dockery intends to represent all of us. I don't have a particular ethnicity or race that I'm interested in or perspective of life, but I would be happy to engage and entertain conversation with each and every one of you. Again, what you can expect is that we're going to do things right. We're going to strive to be equitable, fair to everyone, okay, as your council representative. I hope to work with each of the respective council district members to proffer the best land use as well as allocation of resources for each of those respective districts. But then in general, we need a cool, calm head, voice of reason, council. I don't know anyone that can do that like Reuben Dockery. Here, I'll mention Council Large. All right, let's see what we got here. Do we have anybody? No, we don't. 657-383-0944. We got a few more minutes. We're scheduled to go to about 7:45 or so. So we have time. You have time to give us a call. You listen to us. Don't be inhibited. It's not a big deal. We're just talking. It's you and me now. I don't have anything to do with any other candidate or their campaign or what they're doing. This is you and me talking right now. Okay? That's where we're going to be. With your help, over the next 4 years, you'll have an advocate. One of the ways I've learned to keep from being a politician is to make things not about me, but about you. Okay? See, I've been a voter myself here 32 years. 32 years of been a voter myself. I understand, appreciate where people are coming from. And I realize sometimes that we don't get everything we want. But guess what? We must abide by the laws that are set forth by the federal government, state government, and even our local government. If we find that there is a law that is unjust, that is not right, people have a right to go and approach their government change those laws through their legal representatives in government. In this case, we're talking about the Metro Council. I keep telling people that politics are local. That's where it really matters, your backyard issues. What? United States or Washington, D.C. cannot do is address those things in your backyard. That's why we have a council. Okay? And we talked about that last week, how the city is, the government is broken up into council matter districts and so forth. And so it's important that, again, we be forthright and honest and realistic with ourselves. Again, the number 657-330-944. If there are any candidates who would like to come on and let's have a conversation, I'm happy to do that as well. What we will be talking about, I can tell you now, is we'll be talking about how you can work, I would work with you in your respective council districts if you're elected to offer wholesome, healthy, respectful legislation, realistic things, and things that are not overbearing on any of our citizens. That's what's important. I think it's important, particularly in the East Nashville sector, South Nashville, where we see a rise in crime, what have you, for those new residents that are there to understand that I believe Nashville is welcoming, has always been. It welcomed me 32 years ago. But the people that have been here all their life do not want to be overridden and pushed out, overlooked and forgotten. Okay? That's the catch. And it's possible for us to bridge that gap, have help and dialogue. Right? You can go back and review this show again when you go to the website. And on the home page, you'll see each of the episodes from now until July the 26th, I believe it is. And you can just click on the hyperlink and it says click replay. And you can hear the whole show in its entirety by going to the website constituentadvocacy.com. That's constituentadvocacy.com. I realize it's kind of long tongue twister, but we put it there so you can see it. Word constituent with advocacy. .com is our website, and that's really what I'm about, advocating for constituents. That's why I'm running. Okay? When you go there, in addition to understanding more about me personally, what my platform is, as well as joining the campaign, I want you to, today I'm asking you respectfully for your financial contribution. Make a contribution today at constituentadvocacy.com. Pick the online giving tab. Make your contribution. Last known, and I'm going to verify this tomorrow, up to $1,500 one individual can give to the campaign. You may not be able to give all of that. You can give $500. I'd really appreciate it. Help me to get out and get to your neighborhood. If you can give $200 or $100 or $50 or $25, $5 or $10, we'll be happy to receive that. Okay. We'll go directly to our website and allow us to, again, come out to you. When you go to the Join the Campaign tab, you'll find a link there, basically, and you can shoot your information there. Give me your name, your email, your contact information. Let me know where your neighborhood, your address is. Be happy to come there and talk to you. All right? I understand, having done radio for a few years, that people are not comfortable all the time calling in. Some are concerned that someone might recognize my name. Dr. is Dr. Boogerman, your friend. It's okay. We got a few more minutes here before it's time for us to wrap up our conversation, but you still got time to call or post your question or comment on Facebook. Let's see. And it's possible that I'm not seeing your question or comment, let me look and see. But sometimes the way my camera is set up, I'm not directly seeing it. So give me a second. I'm going to look and see if I have someone that's posting one, and then we'll be right back with you. All righty. All righty. All right. We do have a few people watching. Glad that you're watching. And if you like, you can give us a holler. We do see that there are individuals that are tuned in to us. And again, I want you to know that this is a very open, loose conversation. The most important thing is that we are able to work out what's best for all of our constituents in Nashville, Davidson County. That is my sincere goal as a candidate. I've seen the growth in Nashville over the last decade, really the last generation, 37 years, and share a story with you as I await your call. 657-383-0944 is the number here in the studio to call. It was a young college student at Fisk University, and one of the major attractions, if someone asked you, where do you go? Where do I go for fun in Nashville? Well, you went out to the opera land. You went to the conservatory out there, the beautiful hotel, and they had an indoor walking garden. And then they had the country music scene across the street on McGavick Pike over there. And they had all of these little stores where you can buy trinkets and things of that nature. So I'm from Chicago originally, right? And so that was a vastly different environment. I go into the store, and there was a elderly Caucasian woman, should that matter, with a beautiful head of hair. I mean, she had the prettiest gray hair. So I'm there looking around and looking at things. She says, young man, you're not from around here, are you? I said, no, ma'am, I'm not. She says, well, what brings you here? I said, well, I'm here. I'm a student at Fisher. Oh, wonderful, wonderful. So she goes on and says, welcome. Welcome. I hope you enjoy your stay in Nashville and have many years to come of enjoyment. I don't know where that lady is today, but if I could see her, I would thank her because I have found Nashville in some of the nights. In fact, my wife is from St. Louis. She's a Fisk graduate as well. However, our children are native Nashvillians. Went to school in Nashville Public School, had some wonderful teachers, wonderful teachers. So I say that to say that my personal testimony of the greatness of Nashville is right there. I understand, though, that really within the last 10, maybe 15 years, a lot of policies and economic shifts cause some discomfort for many. I don't know that that was an intended consequence. Our council, but that's certainly the outcome. And when I was a candidate for Council District 1, we saw that with the transportation plan, aggressive plan. And by the way, I do think we do need to go back and revisit that because we certainly need to do something about the traffic issues here. And, you know, the infrastructure is really not there, and I realize that that's not just something solely for Nashville. We got to work with the state TDOT. We got to work with the federal government as well. I'm not certain today what all the answers are, but I'm eager to work with our council to find the right answers. But more importantly, we have to do a better job about getting out to you and your voting precinct to see how whatever we come up with, how it impacts you, it affects you, make sure that everybody, I think the intentions were well, but what we saw in the vote that there were an overwhelming number of people who were unhappy with the plan. Let's go back to the table. Let's deal with it. And I believe we can get somewhere. All right? Well, we're coming closer to our end. And, again, since we haven't had many people to call in and engage us, I hope the information is useful. And let me tell you again how you can get in touch with us. All right? Go to constituents. Advocacy.com. That's my webpage. And join the campaign. On that page, as you scroll down, you'll see a conversation about becoming a campaign surrogate, effective to your voting precinct, becoming a volunteer, love to have you volunteer to help us reach your neighbors in your respective voting precinct and support. Most important, your financial support is vital, needed, respected, and greatly appreciated in advance by Reuben Dockery, your council candidate. But then, at the very bottom there is contact information, phone number for the campaign during the business hours, our email address, as well as opportunity for you to shoot your name, your email, and let me know when, where, and how to come to you. We have to do that. We have to do that. All right? With that being said, I think that we can, we are about at the point to wrap up here. So, recap. What we've been talking about is the social contract between Nashvillians and our city government, the mayor, the vice mayor, and the council. Basically, what it says is that in exchange for you, the voters, that count, following those laws that we come up with, those guidelines, those civic expectations, in exchange for you sending us to the council, we're producing those things, and you follow them, we will in return ensure that everybody, all of our children, have a quality education, that no one is victimized by our public safety or police officers, but more importantly, that we respect the police officers as well. That when there's a fire, an emergency, you'll have adequate response to it, as well as social services and all the other departments, codes, things of that nature, animal control, all of those things, parking, all those things, right? And that there will be a fair and equitable process by which you receive what you're to receive in exchange for you trusting those of us representing you, government, okay, in this case in the council. I want to emphasize one other thing in this particular conversation, because, again, you can go back and share this, post this out. If you're following us live on Facebook, share this with your friends so that they can hear it as well, and they can understand how Reuben Dockery will represent them, the ex-council, Metro Council. Okay? It's important to understand that when you want us, your council, to engage you in developing policy, resolutions, or measures, bills, that we honestly look at the viability of such a bill from a legal perspective, such that it does not override or reach anyone's constitutional rights. Some of the past bills that were passed, the issue, it seems to me, is that there were business interests, and there were individuals who would have a case if they were to sue the government to say that you breached my rights or that you overstepped your bounds relative to Tennessee Code's annotated, what the authority that the federal government and its charter, the council, has. So if you hear me say, well, let's look at that, that's what we do all the time. Look, for me, that's going to be my first response when we sit down and we look at how we can work together to represent your interests. That will be my very first response. So that being said, it's important that we keep that in mind. And I believe if we do that, then we'll have ourselves a better chance of proffering legislation that is sustainable and useful to us all. I don't believe we should just go there and throw something up just to see if it'll stick. We can be wise about it. Go from there. Okay. Well, friends, neighbors, thank you for following us here. Those of you that have followed online, I appreciate that. And I want you to know that we're going to be doing this. Let me just give you what our calendar is here. We're going to be having these open discussions from now until July the 26th. Our last topic is the 26th. Our next topic is how parents can get the most out of schools. I know that there's been contentious issues, and I can tell you now that I'm not looking to litigate anything or to rehash any friction or frustration. Most importantly, I'm talking about you as parents. So I guess you already know we're going to talk largely about our model for creating 21st century community management throughout Davidson. All right. On June the 14th, we're going to be talking about what is proactive crime prevention. That's what we're going to be spelling. I told you, I mentioned earlier, we're going to be posting a PowerPoint presentation on the website for you to view, where we'll intimate those things. There you can see how, as a council, as communities, as voting precincts, as neighborhoods, we can be proactive, working with our law enforcement to ensure that we have crime intervention. Not just the victim, or not just the perpetrators, I should say, but the victims as well. Okay? Then we're going to talk about the economic empowerment of Nashville's citizens, and how to empower, Nashville citizens economically. That's our third thing in terms of our platform. Those things that I would be looking for to work with other council members on largely. Those are not all the only things, but those are three critical things. Okay? That's my platform. But we'll have that discussion on the 21st of June. June 28th, what are civic expectations? I'm going to talk a little bit more. I think this will help those people whose children are on the periphery of engaging themselves with our juvenile court. Okay. As an educator and a former public school teacher and supervisor in a youth detention facility, it's very clear to me there's some misunderstanding about that process. Right. How can voter precincts become unified? That's our discussion on July the 12th. Voter precincts become unified. July 19th, saving your youth across Nashville. I want to specifically talk to you about it. Right. And then July 26th, making your vote count. How do you do that? I can tell you one clue now. Urban doctors. All right, at the risk of being braggadocious or anything of that nature, I humbly ask for your support, making your vote count August 1st. Okay, that being said, I think we've come to a point where we can wrap up here. Cannonball Adderley is our music for the night. Great jazz music. I had the pleasure of playing a couple of his notes as a member of the jazz ensemble a few years ago. It's a great position. Constituentadvocacy.com. That's our website. Join us there. Call me. Let me know where to meet you. This is the 2019 Chancellor. Council at large, Metro Davidson County. Ruben Dockery, I want to thank you again for attending to us, and we look forward to